From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott.
The gun is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Three main engines up and burning. 2, 1. And liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis, opening in a new chapter in the completion of the International Space Station.
After 2 weeks of frustrating delays, Space Shuttle Atlantis blasted off this morning from Cape Canaveral with 6 astronauts on board. A chunk of insulating foam broke off the shuttle's external fuel tank during liftoff, but Mission Control told the crew it did not appear to do any damage. The crew is headed for the International Space Station to resume construction work. This is the first shuttle mission in almost 4 years devoted to building the orbiting laboratory. NPR's Nell Boyce reports the astronauts describe their mission in terms that make it sound like a lot of fun.
When Atlantis docks with the space station, the 6 shuttle astronauts will be greeted by the station's crew. But then, 2 of the astronauts will leave their friends, get their sleeping bags, and go on a campout.
And the reason we nicknamed it the campout is because the night before our spacewalks, we will go into the airlock, close the hatch, and we'll just bring the pressure in the airlock down, and then we'll spend the night at that lower pressure.
Heidi Stefanishin Piper is one of the campers. She says that spacewalking is similar to underwater diving. Changes in pressure can cause a sickness called the bends. The campout will allow the astronauts to acclimate to low pressure while they're sleeping, which saves time.
And so then the next morning, we'll be ready for our spacewalks.
Like Earthbound campers, they will have no bathroom. But in space, there's also no campfire and no s'mores. Still, NASA likes this new time saver because the astronauts have a lot to do. This mission will last about 2 weeks, and it involves 3 tricky spacewalks. Paul Hill is a NASA engineer who is managing the mission. He says the astronauts will use a robotic arm to unload the shuttle's cargo, a giant metal structure.
It looks sort of like a trestle bridge, you know, the old trestle railroad bridges, except that we have it stuffed full with computers and batteries and various electrical components.
The structure weighs over 17 tons. Astronauts will attach it to the station.
And then once it's attached, these 2 things that look like big oil drums are going to open up, and the Tinker Toys are going to deploy out of the side of them.
The Tinker Toys, as Hill calls them, are actually parts of 2 collapsible solar panels. Each one has a central mast and a pair of light-catching blankets that are folded up like an accordion. Hill says the unfolding panels will look like an expanding erector set.
And it does look a lot like a toy with hundreds of these small elements, each one that will pop into shape. And just this small can will eventually be a 120-foot-long solar array with a great big blanket sticking out in the breeze, collecting sunlight to make electricity.
Hill says the station will be able to generate twice as much power as before.
To put it in terms of your house, it would be like adding another wire from the utility company into your house so that you can add another couple of floors and a lot more TVs and things like that.
Of course, NASA doesn't want more TVs. The plan is to add 2 new science labs. Right now, the station is only half finished. Shuttle pilot Chris Ferguson says this will be the first new addition to the station in 4 years since the Columbia disaster put construction on hold.
It'll be a pleasure to leave the station in a much different configuration than when we first arrived. And it'll be nice, hopefully, propellant allowing to do a fly around at the end of that mission and take some great photos.
Even if the astronauts don't get photos, people on the ground will be able to see that the station has grown. At night, it normally looks like a star moving across the sky. Because the new solar panels will reflect light, they'll make that star a little brighter. Nell Boyce, NPR News.